You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Hello, everyone. It's Ty Slatter. Antonio Turner. Welcome to an edition of GTA Heat Check brought to you by GTA Sports Network. And you follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter and Instagram. GTA Heat Check as well. Subscribe to your channel, GTA Sports. Don't forget GTASportsNet.com for all things in the world of sports. Tom, how we doing?
Oh, I'm good, man.
Right now, I'm feeling like Serge Ibaka.
What's that mean?
Well, as we're seeing on our screen right now, he made a statement saying that basically they had the press conference asked him why he was in the G League for the Clippers.
I didn't even know he was in the G League.
Well, he's working back from the injury.
Remember that? Yeah, yeah. I thought he was tired. Bad back.
Nah. Apparently, he's in good health. He's just getting back in game shape in the G League.
Okay.
But his statement was, and he said some explicit, but he basically was saying, if you're Kevin Durant, you can miss 2 years of play and get right back into it. But, you know, he's somebody like me. You got to work your way back in.
He's tall.
But he basically was just saying he knows he's not at that caliber.
Yeah.
And his game is not, you know.
Yeah.
So he knows he has to work his way back into. So I respect it. He ain't expecting no entitlement. You know, he don't sound privileged, you know, like that.
Yeah.
He's saying he got to work for everything. Not saying KD didn't have to work to get back, but he's like, I'm not on that level. I just miss a whole season and just get right back on the court, you know.
How many seasons did he miss?
Sir, he missed a season and a half before he like went out.
Before a pandemic?
Yeah.
He got hurt?
Yeah.
So
he missed at least a season and a half.
I'll say he ain't played since.
It's been a while. Because they was talking about bringing him back when they were in the playoff run, but he wasn't all the way there yet. Mm-hmm. But while we're talking about L.A., let's talk about your L.A. team. See, I know what's up because, you know, those of us that, you know, he's wearing the NFL hat today. So that lets me know where he's at right now. Laker Nation is 8-8 right now.
Hey.
No, we're not. Don't lie to the people like that, man. Don't lie to the people like that. Do not lie to the people like that.
I'm lying to the people?
You are. And I'm going to tell you why. We finna go to the Lakers schedule, the teams that y'all just played and that y'all just lost to. I want to make sure we go on the record and it shows right now. All right. The Los Angeles Lakers. Or 8-8.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let's break down the last 4 to 5 games that y'all lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we lost to the Bucks last night. Close game. I will give you that.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody pretty much showed up. Even Russ had an efficient game. It looked good. You know, he's 7-16 from the field. You know, that's about 50%. You know, 15 assists. 4 rebounds. You lost to the Bulls. You lost to Lonzo, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan. I rock with them. But they're not supposed to beat the Lakers. Lakers supposed to be like.
You down.
Supposed to be like. Ain't y'all chasing the ring? Ain't y'all chasing titles?
It is America.
Oh.
Not a spring. It's America.
So you let the little teams come in and embarrass you?
It's America.
Okay. All right.
It's taking our time.
All right. So y'all beat the Spurs. Barely.
Supposed to.
Barely. Barely by 9.
Barely and winning thing.
You lost to the Timberwolves and they smoked you.
That's
20 plus. Dang, that was what
happened.
That was
what happened. Disrespect the rookie of the year like that.
The rookie of the year was Melo.
The supposed to be rookie of the year.
No, he was the second in
line.
Supposed
to be. I saw a quote anyway. He said.
He didn't want that. He wanted MVP.
Yeah, he said, I want. No, he's talking about titles.
Well, he said, I'm chasing the MVP. That's the quote I saw.
Well, yeah, that too. It's there.
I want the MVP.
He had it.
I want the MVP.
I'm going MVP and title over here.
Timberwolves ain't winning nothing. You better get traded. You better leave in free agency.
That's what I said. You don't think him and Cat could do nothing?
I'm sorry?
Him and Cat can't do nothing soon?
No.
They borderline.
Best they can do is a play-in.
They borderline play-in issue.
And that's based on health.
It's borderline playing.
It's based on you need a healthy D-Lo. You need a focused Cat.
Do you really need D-Lo?
Yes. I'm saying it. Unless you got a trade package to send Buddy Hill to the Timberwolves. Send Buddy Hill to the Timberwolves for Patrick Beverley and D-Lo.
That's not. See, that wouldn't be fair. Anthony Edwards, Buddy Hield, and Cat. That almost would be fair. Minnesota
ain't smart enough.
That's almost third round. You get out the first round.
You know what? A-Rod do on the team now, so he could be looking.
You got the first round now.
But they're not going to do it. When have you ever seen Timberwolves make a good move, outside of getting D'Lo? When have you ever seen them make a good KG? Say what?
They kept KG. They couldn't keep KG.
Exactly. So what makes you think Buddy Hield going to end up? Right? And he was shooting 20 lights out, 25 right, a night.
That's what I'm saying.
So here's my thing. So we brought up the Buddy Hield Lakers situation. Let's talk about it, man. I tell you what might happen still. I think Russ gonna get traded. And it hurts my chest to say that.
Russ?
It hurts my chest because I want Russ to win so bad. I want to get a ring so bad. So. But same way you feel about James Harden, and I be getting on you talking about Brooklyn ain't gonna win nothing. Well, we said this when they were in Houston. James Harden and Russ are basically the same player.
Yeah.
They're on the same level. They both can be an asset and a liability in the same conversation. They both can average a triple-double.
That's true.
They both got MVPs. So they're both MVP caliber. Right. We got to give them that. They both can be leaders at times. They both can be stat patterns at times. They both can be inefficient at times.
Right.
So if I'm going to bash you for saying James Harden is going to take Brooklyn to the finals, I got to give the same amount of criticism to Russ getting to the finals with the Lakers.
Right.
One could argue, based on what we're seeing right now with the Lakers being 500 and in a play-in spot, locked in a play-in, if the season ended today, they're in the 7th or 8th seed.
The Lakers?
Right now, in a play-in. They're in a play-in position right now. Don't nobody want the problems. You know good and well if you're in a play-in position, you're not winning a title.
No, that's not true.
No.
Nobody would want to play the Lakers in the play-in.
Why wouldn't they?
If it ended today and LeBron just coming back, they don't.
With an abdominal strain, a re-aggravated groin.
That's what took an extra week. That's what took an extra week.
You going to keep throwing this extra week BS out here? Look here.
You the one said he come back when he wants to.
Because I knew what it was.
Exactly.
You like, he went back in a week. No, he ain't. A week is 3 weeks.
He took an extra week.
When they say Bronny back in a week, that translates to about three. Okay? Yeah. He takes an extra 2 to 3.
Yeah, he had to go Bronny game. You saw him post the dunk Bronny game. He has some family stuff to take care of, man.
The Lakers are 8-8 in the wild, wild west.
The wild, wild
like west. I told you off the air. Like I told you off the air. If the Lakers were an Eastern Conference team, do you understand the Lakers would be in the finals every year? Every year, if they're in the East. If they were coming out the East, they would be out. They would be the only team they have to worry about is Giannis. I'm not even throwing KD in the conversation, and I'm going to tell you why. I watched that Warriors and Brooklyn game. Yeah. Steph runs – he brought the Bay to Brooklyn.
True.
The crowd is cheering for Steph.
There's only two teams that could be
– he hit 9 threes in one game.
Eventually, he's going to get tired.
When?
Eventually. I don't know when, but eventually.
This is the same guy that says when he practices, if it hits the rim, it counts as a miss.
Eventually, he's going to be tired.
Not if you have Jordan Poole and Klay Thompson and Draymond hitting shots and Andrew Wiggins occasionally.
Well, somebody taking back seats sooner than later when Klay come back.
Wiggins, right?
Absolutely Wiggins.
Well, Poole will still be out there.
I know.
I'm okay with Wiggins taking a back seat. We need him on
the bench. No, they might try to do Jordan Poole more.
As far as?
Because Wiggins is more experienced.
And they pay him more.
Yeah, absolutely. Way That's more. The only reason.
So, like you always told me, if I'm paying a man $20 million or better, he's starting.
Yeah. He's still starting.
But as far as time goes, he's not going to be on the bench that much.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
You saw the bottom line.
Yeah, I was reading.
So I just have to see.
Anybody that knows how the league works, the New Orleans Pelicans and the Sacramento Kings are farm teams for the league. In the last 5 games, you only won 2 out of the 5. I'm gonna tell you the two teams. I'm gonna tell you the two teams the Lakers won. You won against the Heat by 2 points or 3 points in overtime.
See?
Hold on.
Heat a better team.
Hold on. And the Spurs.
Supposed to be.
Exactly. So,
only team we lost to that we weren't supposed to lose to was Minnesota.
You supposed to lose to the Bucks?
What, a fully healthy Bucks? Yeah. They got all their pieces back.
You wasn't supposed to lose to the Bulls.
They fully healthy too. Except Vukovic.
Fair, but damn. And y'all went to overtime with the Hornets before the
league. We had a conversation.
So again.
Without LeBron James.
I need you to move on.
The Lakers season.
It's time.
Lakers season ain't really started
yet. Time is undefeated.
Okay? Lakers season ain't really started. We're going to be a top four seed in the Western Conference.
You know what? Y'all was a top four seed, and then LeBron tore his groin on Christmas. I remember that.
Exactly.
It looks real reminiscent of that season.
Because he played up until Christmas. He got a little, two-week breathing.
Well, what I said earlier was the Kings and the Pelicans are farm teams, right?
The Kings are definitely farm teams.
Pelicans are too.
Far as I'm concerned. They're easy.
Far as I'm concerned.
Oh, speaking, did you see that goofy stuff about the Kings, about Tristan Thompson?
I'm glad you brought that up. I did.
I saw it today. I said,
was that a Luke Walton diss?
I said, Tristan Thompson? I said, when did he become the spokesperson of the team?
He the oldest person on the team. He's the captain.
And I looked, first of all, I said, Tristan Thompson in NBA. Second of all, I said, he with the Kings? Did he even play?
He replaced Whiteside. Wait, Whiteside at the time?
Yeah, Whiteside.
Oh wow.
No, know why?
Cause Bagley about to leave.
Yeah, because they played Marvin Bagley. He's gonna take Marvin Bagley's spot. So which ain't that hard to do.
Basically, they said Tristan Thompson can play better than Marvin Bagley.
That's sad.
And Hassan Whiteside. So both of them are splitting up Bagley's minutes, basically.
Right? And that's his old coach.
And that's his old coach.
His old coach.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, I saw that this morning.
So
what did he say?
I watched it this morning. I did.
I did too.
I was at work watching it. Wow. I agree with what he said.
I was just shocked.
But it's the fact that they let him say it.
They didn't say anything.
Well, here's the thing.
He just went out.
Why is he the one talking?
They literally said
he talking for the whole team, though.
Right. They said.
You know what though?
Let me talk to you.
No. This proved my point to you though that I said a couple episodes back. Darren about to leave.
Oh, I've been wanting. You know how long
it's over.
I'm off. I'm not going to King.
And because the Kings are a farm team, let's not outrule the possibility of De'Aaron going where he should have been drafted to.
Oh, Lakers, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because here's what's going to happen.
I always want that anyway.
The Los Angeles Lakers are the oldest team in the league. Everybody knows
this. Especially when you get back. De'Aaron Fox is a great consolation prize.
What? If who don't get Bagley?
No, we didn't. If we couldn't get healed, sorry. Lakers.
No. You're right. I want De'Aaron over Buddy, personally. Personally, but I understand regarding
only because
we got Russ and we got Rondo.
Well,
so
that's not a fair trade either.
It's not.
That would not be a fair trade.
It's not. Russ for De'Aaron.
First of all, Russ retired.
He would.
You said where?
Who?
Sacramento. I'm going here. Hey, yo, where the kids at, man? Give the kids my shoes. Hey, give them the jersey, too.
That's when he would call Sam Presti and say, hey, set up that one-day contract.
Yeah, right. Let me go.
I'm going to call it a career.
Exactly.
Because if I can't get a ring in L.A., it's over. With the team that represents L.A., it's over.
No, they're not going to trade. None of them three get traded.
What, Melo?
Melo, not either.
So you gonna keep the core together?
They gonna keep them together. Now everybody else.
So the White's on the block.
He can be.
Well, I ain't gonna say who's
gonna play. I'm not saying I wouldn't want to trade the White, but somebody won. But Malik Monk, absolutely.
Kendrick Nunn,
definitely. He ain't played yet.
I don't think so.
Wayne Ellington, absolutely. What you mean? What's the rookie?
Revis. Austin Reeves.
Yeah. He could be gone too.
He do everything.
He could do be gone.
He's on
the trade. We just paid Horton. But for the right price.
I mean, he is worth some money though.
Right price.
He might be the most valuable
Lakers
team. Arguably, when healthy.
He's most outside of AD, them the two most valuable pieces.
Wow.
Because at this point, nobody trading for LeBron James.
No.
At 37 years old.
No. And the only team I want to see LeBron go to and win the title if he were to leave on outside of L.A. would be Philly, just so him and Joel get one.
Right.
Just to help Joel and B get a ring.
Oh, absolutely.
I can see LeBron playing for Doc Rivers. I can see it.
Yeah.
Because LeBron's
a he respect. Too. He respects
Doc.
He respects Hall of Fame.
Of course. Him, Pop, you know.
Yeah, something like
that. Even Steve Kerr, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he respect the guys about a
week. Yeah, he don't listen to Frank.
But, you know, I think he'd even go back to Miami and play with Pat Riley one more time.
Yeah, they talked about it. I mean, they cleared the air a couple good. Years ago.
So that
they never was even mad until they left. So.
Right.
Because they can't be mad for somebody who want to go home.
They understood.
Right.
So, knowing that, I mean, I just feel like the Lakers should be doing way better than what they are. Is that am I wrong for feeling that way?
I mean, a little bit better. But when we get LeBron back, good.
Are you sure? Because
I'm positive.
He's getting older.
I know
he ain't getting no younger. He about to be 37. He ain't 36
now. I mean, first of all, we almost got an easy one tomorrow.
Who played Boston?
We played Boston.
Lakers can lose that game.
Without JB out?
Lakers could lose that game still.
Yeah, but
is it in Boston or LA?
In Boston.
Lakers could lose that game.
I'm being honest. All you gotta do is shut down Tatum.
Shut down who?
Jason Tatum. Who else they got?
Got old Al Horford.
Exactly.
Robert Williams.
Undersized Robert Williams.
Dennis Schroeder, who's gonna play a revenge game.
Oh, he's gonna have a revenge game on Westbrook. Okay, good luck with that.
I can see it.
Good luck with his 15, 16 points.
He might get 20.
That ain't gonna be enough to win.
It depends on where
Dennis Schroeder gotta get 35.
Ooh, we got a lot.
Woo! For him to have a revenge game, he got at least 25.
You're asking for an awful lot.
At least 25 for him to have a revenge game. He dropped 37 not too long ago.
Who was it against, though?
I don't know, but I saw it on, you know, they showed the things. No, Instagram, they show like the matchups and whoever was the high score. It was Dennis Schroeder had 37. I said, first of all, Dennis Schroeder had 37.
Now I wonder who they played against.
Yeah, I know. I turned my phone on. I don't know if it was yesterday or a couple days ago.
I looked up a stat that said the Wizards were the best team in the East right now.
The Wizards, yeah, they only lost three games.
We're not going to address the former Lakers that went to D.C. and they actually turned up right now? Kuz.
I saw an interview with Kuz. That's because it's the lights. Everybody not ready for the lights.
So, basically, him and Lonzo are the same player.
Yeah, Kuz is not ready for the bright lights like everybody thought he was.
I'm saying.
So when he had, like, some time, it's up in the third wheel. We're trying to win titles here in L.A.
Too inconsistent.
Mm-hmm. But Bradley Beal fits. I mean, they fit his game a little bit better. So Bradley Beal fits it better.
See, look, if you ever notice the pace of play.
Because they're young, too.
LeBron slows the game down every time he steps on the court.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm saying, no, they're younger in Washington. They like to zoom, zoom.
You see
zoom.
What?
Outside of Dinwiddie do, too, but he got bad knees.
You see what Montrez is after doing?
Actually, he's doing this without – I think he's not even playing. Probably Bill missed a couple games.
They went without him.
Mm-hmm. I like Dinwiddie anyway. So.
You like who?
I like Spencer Dinwiddie anyway. You know, I always liked Kuz. I jumped off last year because you told me stop riding that man.
Let him go. I knew he wasn't no good for the team that he was on.
Right.
And that wasn't me saying he was trash or nothing.
It's like when he first came in the league, I just saw you could see it.
Yeah.
You saw the potential since he'd been in the league. And then eventually, like, hey, man.
When AD and LeBron got there, he got minimized.
Mm-hmm.
So he played the same position.
So game time decision.
He's not playing. He's not playing.
If he wants to.
He's not playing.
He wants to.
He looking like who out there? Just Tatum?
He might because it's on ESPN.
I was sitting from calling to, well, you better play.
Mm-hmm.
I need those ratings.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he gonna play.
But today.
I see the rest of you play.
That's tonight?
No, that's tomorrow.
Okay.
They played Detroit on Sunday. He definitely not. That's how well he could come back and compete. if you want to come back on light,
that makes more sense.
On light, on a lighter schedule,
well, that makes more sense.
I guess I'll go out there for about 20, 25. Give me.
Hey, well, put me on 20-minute restriction.
Yeah, I'm getting 20, though. I'm going to get you 20, 25 and 5.
Just put me on minute restriction.
Yeah, I'm 20 points, 5
points. I'll let Russ and Melo do their thing.
Yeah.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Top Slide with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, it's Top Slide with GTA Sports. It's 2021, it's a new year, time for some new gear. Usher in the new age, your way, the new age elements. Giving you a reason to style for every season. New age elements sportswear, wear your story with pride. The vintage and modern vibes with the creatives in mind. Special collection coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net. Invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slider and Antonio Turner, right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network, and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
Wizards play the Heat tonight. Now, this is a good matchup only because the Wizards are 10-4 and Heat are 10-5. These teams are basically the same.
Oh, well, so who played
tonight? Tonight.
Wizards play the Heat?
Tonight. And they both, their record basically the same. Mm-hmm. That's a good matchup.
Then we got this game. I will go with the Heat.
Well,
in Miami?
Yeah. After, well,
I think the fans 7.5 spread
probably though. Spread because Jimmy just went off for 30 in a triple double last night.
Yeah,
so he, I don't see him doing 2 games in a row. That's you asking for an awful guy at that point. Not to take nothing away from Jimmy, but We need to address Stephen A. Smith though.
Oh, about his Brooklyn.
Yeah, Rainy Day on KD?
Mm-hmm. Brooklyn. They can't say that no more.
He said everything I've been saying for the last 3 years. And seeing KD and Steph play in Brooklyn and how the whole arena flipped.
Well, so it's crazy because it could work. It could still work without Kyrie.
I know, but it won't. I'm going to tell you why it won't.
Because James Harden pissed me off.
That's one. KD is not a leader. I've been saying
James
this.
James Harden?
No, he's not.
More of a leader than KD?
Okay, maybe. Maybe.
You got to pick one out of three.
Let's talk.
I think James Harden.
Oh, yeah, because I don't trust Kyrie.
Exactly.
Or KD.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've been saying.
James Harden's the most trusted one.
I've been saying this ever since OKC blew a 3-1. Ever since OKC blew the 3-1 lead to Golden State and KD went and joined the team that beat them to win titles, I knew then.
Well, everybody took shots at me.
But it's still the point still reigns. It's still true.
I get it.
He's not a leader.
Most of them did the same thing. Ooh, LeBron did the same thing. He's going to chase Springs, but he was always a leader.
LeBron's more of a leader.
He was always a leader, yeah.
He's a better leader. LeBron took a bum-ass Cavalier 2017 to the – oh, it counts.
No, it don't count. That loss don't count.
No. It counts as his lead. Yeah, I'm not saying it counts as far as a walk. I mean, it does.
People count it. I don't count it.
But I'm praising his leadership.
What was that, third year? Fourth year?
That was third year.
That's what I'm saying.
He was young. That's what I'm saying.
Can't count that. Who do you know was on the team?
Outside of Larry Hughes and Vergeau,
that's it.
And Ilgauskas.
I'm glad you remember that.
His first name.
I'm glad you remember Ilgauskas. I barely remember.
I think what's name was on there. Your boy,
the Larry Hughes.
Talking not Larry Hughes. Brown. The dude that commentates with him. Oh man, I can see his face. It's not Brown.
Shannon?
Nah. He's a commentator now.
Commentator now?
Richard Jefferson?
Nah. No.
He was on there again. Richard was on the last
one. I can see his face. He's short. Short, kind of heavy set dude that played with him. I can look at the roster. Pull the roster now. Well, I see him. I'm mad when I see the roster. It's going. It's going.
Bro, I mean, I get what Bobby said. His leadership, great. LeBron
leadership. I'm about to show you. Well, yeah, Boobie Gibson. Damon Jones. That's why I could. Oh, his brother. Who?
I mean, not his brother. You want to find out. They best friends.
Yeah. But they are, yeah. So.
Is he a coach now, man?
I think
he's a coach.
Is that why we ain't seen on TV in a while?
Yeah, I think he's been assistant coach the last like 3-4 years.
Yeah, he's an assistant coach for the Cavaliers right now, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. He must have just went to the Cavs. He went on the Cavs.
Yeah. But again, the team was it was no significant names on that team.
Oh, right.
Nobody that you would say,
that's,
oh.
That's why I say James Hook. So he took a whole bunch of outside of EJ. Even before Chris Paul.
I was gonna say.
Before Chris Paul, they were going conference finals.
Okay.
It was just him and EJ.
That's cool. I mean,
and EJ off the bench.
I'm not discounting Harden's leadership over KD. But we're not gonna sit here and act like Brooklyn has a true identity.
Well,
they don't.
Could be partial. 50% of it was
Steve Nash.
Yeah. Because he's still a rookie. He's not really, but he basically can't.
Stoudemire, too. All of them.
Yeah.
When they
might as well let D'Antoni coach.
And I would respect it more.
They might as well have. Well, that would unlock James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the only one that goes.
And just because you said that, and I know that, I almost want to put money on it. That's what they're gonna do when they get to the playoffs.
Let
D'Antoni let the rain take chains off of Harden.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go off.
I mean, it's only because they're all.
Irving ain't gonna make it anyway, so he might as well. Right. What you got to lose now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's all because they're all listening.
But
they're all like one though. Don't you put against Steve Nash, Amari?
But don't outrule James Harden going to Philly.
Oh, I definitely.
Because Daryl Morey, he still got. He still won't call
away. He ain't signing.
He said he ain't signing.
He said he ain't going.
He ain't gonna lock himself into a.
And I don't know how close him to Kyrie really are.
They not that close. You ain't said last. Who?
No, James Harden and KD are close.
James Harden and Kyrie aren't.
I know.
Because the last time they asked James Harden or Kyrie, he rolled his eyes and said, he ain't calling me. I ain't heard from him.
Yeah.
Basically, like, stop asking me.
I don't know. If I see him, I'm going to swing off him.
I don't really care.
That's basically what I heard.
That's what I got from it.
He like, I want to put him back. You know where else he could go? Yo, peoples. What's up,
peeps? James Harden in Miami? With Jimmy? Are they cool like that?
I don't know if they cool. I don't think they got like no problems.
I know Kawhi wants to go to South Beach. I heard that one when he get healthy. If it don't work out in LA, I did hear because see Kawhi and Jimmy are like this.
Oh, well, I don't think James Harden has a problem. I don't think I never heard nothing about them having problems with each other.
I haven't either, but
so, I mean, like they probably could work together. That would be oh my god.
Defensively, that'd be crazy.
Oh my god.
You swap out Kyle Lowry for James Harden,
and I'm keeping everybody else. You might have to trade Hero.
Yeah, I don't think they want to do that.
Well, if you got to trade one of the two, Hero or Duncan.
He just paid Duncan.
You got to trade one of them for the contract wise.
Well, yeah, you might have to move Duncan then because I don't.
Boy.
Hero's a fan favorite. The fans ain't going to be willing to let that go.
But you know what I'm saying? Boy, James Harden could.
James Harden could do some damage. And
he could make up for a lot of.
Problem is the club scene, though. I don't know. Does he work? Does he play better when there's better clubs? You know what?
He ain't going to be traveling nowhere.
You know what?
Hey, where you gonna travel to?
I just thought about
that. Wait. It's only a 2-hour flight from Miami.
I literally asked you that question and then I stopped. I said, wait a minute.
What's the better party scene?
I said, asked myself that question. Miami, I said, wait a minute. When he was in Houston averaging triple doubles, the club scene.
See, that's why he was going to Atlanta. He got to go always to Atlanta from Brooklyn.
So now I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's not playing that good because of the club scene in Brooklyn versus Atlanta, Miami, Houston.
And New York City shut down. We're talking South. I've been to South Beach.
Damn. Now you got me thinking about it.
Right? It is beautiful. Wait. All I got to do is say South Beach is beautiful, guys.
South Beach is beautiful.
I'm definitely it's only like 2 hour flight too. If you want to go to Atlanta, it's not that far of a flight.
No, that's a quick flight, really. South Beach okay. Flight.
Brooklyn to Atlanta is a nice little way. No, really. I mean, about
unless you got layovers,
a little bit longer. Well, he ain't gonna have layovers. It's like 2 hours. He got PI.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That South Beach fit might work for him. It might work for him. The strip clubs down in South Beach might work for him. Huh. I'm at the mother of ponder some more.
So waking up. Look outside, it's the beach.
Sand. Ocean.
Exactly.
Sun rising, sunset.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. 80 degrees. As soon as you wake up.
KD, you messed up, dog. You should stay and go to state. This one hurricane where I actually think I agree with Stephen A.
Yeah, we talking about that. It's hard to agree. It's hard to agree with a lot of
Stephen A. It's hard to agree with a lot of his takes.
With that, a lot of his takes. He's usually decent with what NBA are talking about. When you go to the game, you know what we're talking about. Outside, you're like, what?
He might be on to something with this one.
I thought about it. I was like, where else could James Harden go? Philly's great, too. Because he'd be with Joel. And his people's out there, Maury and stuff.
He's a guy.
But Miami, nobody knows. Miami, you want to go to Miami. You're not going to hear no complaints from nobody over here.
If he ain't going to L.A., he definitely going South. He's going. He don't mess with L.A.
He ain't going to L.A. If he goes to L.A., they ain't going to go to L.A.
He would vote LeBron.
I don't know how him, man. I mean, him AD would work great.
Yeah.
He'd love to pass the ball.
Right.
But him and LeBron are essentially the same. They both need the ball in the end.
I agree. Usage rate is crazy.
Exactly. And at this point, I already told you LeBron got this last season. He got to get one more.
Before that window closes for good.
It's you think it's closed. A lot of people say it's closed.
I'm saying
yeah,
it's closing. But it's gonna be closed for good after this season.
Yeah. Well, next year is his contract year. Is the end of his contract. After next season.
If I'm the Lakers, I'm thinking about will I resign him or not. Somebody let
I mean at that point.
Take old Yeller out back.
I mean, at that point, I think if he does, he would go. I don't think he would go back to like.
Where would he go? Back to the Cavs? Back home?
Mm-hmm.
One last ride.
I don't know if he would play. I think like if he said I'm retired, he's just gonna sign that day contract and go ahead. They're gonna name the arena after him. It's gonna be quick and long as LeBron James.
Wow.
They're gonna have a whole like spot for LeBron. A whole wing gonna be named James. James East Wing or something.
Right. Well. I'm sorry, KD. I think you overlooked an opportunity because who's to say had KD stayed when Golden State was going through their rebuild or the injury? Well,
if KD was still in Golden State,
where would he have went? Stayed at the Cavaliers?
Either that or stayed in Miami.
Wow. I think he always wanted to be a Laker.
Well, I think at the end, I don't know if he always wanted to be. I think the start, it's actually lined up. Actually beautiful.
It did.
Because of the whole Kobe stuff.
Yeah, it did. It was a passing of the torch.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's the reason why it looks what it looks now.
Yeah, it lined up almost too perfectly.
Because there's still nothing LeBron can do to be a top five Laker.
Just the what?
There's nothing LeBron can do to be a top five Laker.
He would have had to win a title almost every year.
In order to, and I still don't know if I'm
putting. And even then, it puts you at like number six.
Yeah.
Like you're sitting outside of the top five.
Right. I'm giving them Brady just by putting in the top 10. Like, and only played 2 years.
Yeah.
Or this is year three, right?
Right.
Well, it's tough when you have to pay doing or something.
That's yeah, it's year three or four.
Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. You're being nice by putting them in there in the top 10.
Right. I feel bad for KD. But then again,
I really don't feel bad for KD. He made the decision.
He did. But he's kind of stupid now. You gave up Steph Curry.
Essentially, you pick in Kyrie over Steph.
And I don't know anybody in their right mind that did such a thing.
Right.
Do you know anybody who did that?
No, because has Kyrie played a full season with Brooklyn yet?
Nope. Has they ever played a full season since he's been in the league? Nope.
I think Cleveland was the closest.
70 games. Still missed it by like 12.
Exactly. That's the closest he ever been.
That was 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, nope. Never played a full season.
He said, yeah. If Kyrie was vaccinated, or this wasn't even a question about vaccines, he would have found a way not to play.
Yep.
He did last year.
Yep.
After.
He is going to miss on an average anywhere between 20 to 40 games per season.
That is a huge average.
That is a huge, but it's true.
It's not even an average. That's a.
If you look at every season.
I don't know what that is. That's a.
That's a margin.
Yeah, that's a margin. That's not an average.
I'm saying margin is between.
They're saying 30.
He's on the middle. He averaged 30 missing per season. He's on average 30 games missed per season.
Mm-hmm.
On average.
Then you're gonna say it's personal.
Well, whether it's personal or knees, you got ankles. What was it in the playoffs last year? Ankles? He went down on an ankle?
Was that what it was?
I believe.
Oh, okay.
Whatever it was, he went down and they had to play without him.
I'd be halfway believing his injury sometimes.
He came down on it.
No, he came down on it last year, but I'd be halfway believing. Because sometimes he just wants to take it.
Yeah.
I get it. Like, me have a baby. On that last year, he had a kid. That's why he needed personal time. We didn't tell nobody.
Right.
And, like, somebody passed away. He just took a hiatus without telling people.
Right. Very close. The school had called me, but not a close. I think I know what they called him before, too. Because I think his book rooms do. Mm. It's all good. So, this is one of those rare cases where Stephen A's rant was reasonable and it made sense. My only question to you is, what does KD do now? Do you stay?
What
does
KD do?
Yeah, what do you stay?
He got to stay. He already signed the contract.
Mm.
Only person he signed the contract is James Harden.
And Kyrie about to be gone.
Oh, yeah, they're going to find a way where he's going to pay me all my money.
As far as his contract?
Oh, so this is conduct detrimental to the team.
Wow.
That's almost easy.
I'll just go ahead and give
it. And then what they're going to do is he's going to try to flip it around and sue him back, and then they're going to find some happy medium where they're not paying $17 million to stay at home. We pay you half.
Right.
You take his $8 million. Go ahead and cut you.
Well,
and I'll pull it. Because I want to see, I'll be like, you said you ain't going nowhere else, right? Go ahead. Let you go. Do what you want to do.
Right.
Go to another team. See if they want you. That's not a lot of teams that would. You have to be a dominant team. That could afford to lose them. And how many of those in the NBA?
Not many.
Three?
Maybe.
And the three teams, they... He came off the bench almost.
You're referring to Irving or?
Yeah, Kyrie. Yeah. The major teams, he almost came off the bench. Only team he could really start for would be the Bucks.
I give him a team he could start for, but it wouldn't.
Because he wouldn't want to go there.
It's a team more less likely for you to think of. Phoenix.
Because Chris Paul about there.
He about there. I love Chris Paul, but
no, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Chris Paul, he's at that point where I want him to retire before he embarrasses himself.
He's been getting embarrassed.
Certain players.
He's been getting embarrassed a little bit on defense.
These young players ain't playing. Them dinosaurs gonna have to move on about it.
Trying to find that place that defines your look? Check out Jay's Classic Cuts. Need a taper fade, more drip for your waves, or maybe a crispy lineup for your dreads and braids? One cut from John the Barber, how you feeling like the Godfather? Book your look with Jay today on the Cut app. Jay's Classic Cuts, located 1387 Shaylin Avenue, Suite E. It's Top Slide with GTA Sports. Hello everyone, it's Top Slide with GTA Sports. It's 2021, it's a new year, time for some new gear. Usher in the new age, your way, the new age elements. Giving you a reason to style for every season. New Age Element Sportswear. Wear your story with pride. The vintage and modern vibes with the creatives in mind. Special collection coming soon, so stay tuned. NAElements.net. Invest in your best. You are now tuned in to Heat Check with Ty Slider and Antonio Turner. Right here on GTA Sports Network. Follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. And check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.
He's only 6 foot. They give him, they nice. I say 6'1". Yeah. I'm giving him 6 foot. You say probably say 5'11".
No. And a half.
So you're going to jump him up. That half, you're going to might as well jump him up 6 foot.
I'm just saying. Shoes do a lot.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't mind
if he but as far as his age, and
you know what I'm saying, though, it had to be seen like a afford. They couldn't afford to lose him because if you get rid of Chris Paul, like Chris Paul retired.
Right.
Which is him and LeBron basically about the same.
Yeah.
They both got this year, next year. Then we got to start having conversations.
Is it really a conversation or is it a statement?
I mean, it's like LeBron, 39.
You taking a roster spot at this point.
Chris Paul, you 41. Jesus Christ. Because he's a year older than LeBron. He's 38 now, ain't he?
Ooh.
Or he's 37. 37 to change.
Let me check. Woo.
I know we didn't know. I just seen an update saying that the Mavericks are going to retire Dirk's number in January 5th, 2022.
Well, he's part of
versus Golden State.
He's part of the organization, too.
Yeah, they're going to probably put his number up in the Raptors.
They got Dirk. They got Dirk, Michael Finley. Both of them are part of, like, they front office now. Yeah. I think Michael Finley was like a...
So to answer your question, he's the same age as LeBron.
They both 37?
Well, actually, LeBron's older than him.
Oh,
because he... that's right. Because...
Is that right?
I
thought LeBron was born.
No. He is. So, yeah, his birthday already passed. So, he's older. His birthday's in May. So, they'll both be 37. Or Chris Paul's 37 right now. Mm-hmm. LeBron will be 37 December 4th.
I was about to say, yeah, his birthday coming up. That's why I just bumped
it. December 4th. He's LeBron, but he's a Capricorn. It's like the end. I think it's like December 29th or something like that.
Well, I just bumped up 37. You basically 37.
You better be 37.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I mean, they both will retire together, in my opinion.
Right.
But look at the league and where it's at right now. They got to get out the way. These young players ain't playing no games with them. Yeah, December 30th, maybe. No.
No, I'm saying they're gonna hurt this.
So LeBron's older.
He'd be 38.
No, he'd be 37 first.
Oh.
Because I thought he was born in 85. He's born in 84. Oh. The last day of the year.
Oh, yeah.
So he turns 37 first. Then
so they both 36.
Yes.
Oh.
But LeBron changed 37 first.
They both they basically 37.
about to be
the bat base.
You try to throw him out the league quick, boy.
I just told you, we got two. We got this season, next season.
Man.
And we might offer him one year.
Wow.
Depending on what he do.
Oh, we're going to go in on AB, man. I just found out some news about Antonio Brown.
What are you doing now?
Read this. We'll talk about it. I'm going to have to drop him off my fantasy team doing stupid stuff like that. That's hilarious. Yeah, only AB, right? Mm-hmm. Who else you know would have did that outside of Aaron Rodgers?
Don't worry.
Woo! Oh, yeah, pulling the A-Rod. I'm done.
Ain't nothing breaking in the state.
Nope. What else we missing in basketball outside of the, you know, the young guns?
Busting everybody.
Melo Ball, Ja Morant, Phoenix Suns on a 10-game win streak. Warriors is on a streak as well. Blowing people out their own gyms. Taking their fans.
You're right. That's disrespectful.
MVP chance in Brooklyn for the Bay Area. You know what I mean? Like, what disrespectful act hasn't happened in the last week?
I know, right?
Okay. And that's why I'm just like, if I'm Kevin Durant, it's like, I can't get no love in my own arena. Like, mm-hmm. the babyface assassin comes to my arena and takes my fans. I'm screaming MVP chance for him.
In your own home.
In your own house.
In your house.
In your house. You the MVP in Brooklyn.
Y'all basically built that. Yeah, basically.
He came in and knocked it all down in one night. 9 threes. It made it look easy. Ain't much we can say about that other than just, damn. But for me personally, I just, I knew for a fact that Brooklyn wasn't going to win the title. Okay. I told you this when he got there. I'm not surprised. I'm not even disappointed because I knew it was coming. I told you.
You did tell me that.
I told you. You said, man, they get hard over there. It's over. It's game over for the league if they got Irving, Harden, and KD. That's what you said. You said game over.
I don't think they played legit 30 games together.
I think they played like 7 to 14 games. Point of
that
is.
No, in just since that, even since then.
Point of that is. They got Patty Mills. They got LaMarcus Aldridge again.
Hey,
they got Blake Griffin.
Marcus Baldwin.
They got all these players. Joe Harris, still.
That they don't use.
Steve Nashville. And I ask of you, does Brooklyn come out the East or no? And if so, tell me how.
Please. The only team?
Tell me how.
Only team that's better than them.
There's more than one team.
Playoffs start.
I was saying more than one team in the East is better than them. I could argue now.
No, right now. When the playoffs start, there's only one team that's better. Two teams.
I'm listening.
The Bucks and the Heat.
I was going to debate you. But then when you said the two teams that I was already thinking,
the only two teams that could beat them.
I really don't have much.
In the playoffs, the only two teams that could beat them.
So you're
Washington Knights, but I don't know if they beat Brooklyn in the playoffs. Okay, Atlanta might be able to because they got to shoot them. Atlanta got to shoot them.
But they've been on the worst defensive stretch.
They have been.
Since the season started.
They have been. They came back the last couple games. They won. Not defensively. They won their last two, though.
They had to shoot them out.
Yeah. I was going to say they can outshoot them.
They defense got to step back up.
And they've been playing. When they played them last year, Brooklyn last year, they was busting them.
Rightfully so.
I saw.
As it's supposed to happen.
Right. I literally saw
that. Atlanta has the shooting ability across every position. Literally.
Yeah, they got to get
some one through five.
Only, and I want to put the Knicks in there, but the Knicks don't got the offense.
Knicks don't got the shit. They don't got the shooting ability. I'm sorry.
They have the heart, but I don't know if they got the, I don't know if they can stop it.
They can make it a battle. If it goes into overtime, nah. Because then KD going to step up.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
there's no home field, no home court advantage either.
Nope.
Because if KD in the garden, you know what KD doing in the garden.
You know what Harden do to Garden.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
They got Garden
game. They assassins out there at the Garden. They like that's like playing at home.
They both got Garden games.
So KD went to Rucker Park and dropped 60.
Yeah, about that.
Granted, one of the main players, but he was 3-on-1.
Yeah. What else we missing in the NBA right now? Talk about Chicago. They're on a run. You think they lost like 3 or 4 games?
Yeah, they need their man's back. They need Lucas back.
They went without him, which is
they good. Are.
But they're going to need
him to keep him in sync, though.
To go in the postseason, they're going to definitely need Nikola Vucevic.
Yeah, I think Vucevic wanted DeMar. That's what Vucevic recruited DeMar to come to Chicago.
I won't put it past him.
Because he was going in. He said he was going to L.A. He said he didn't care what the contract was in L.A. He was going to L.A. And then Vucevic said, it's something special out here. Mm. Even though your problem is exactly me.
Who is on a contract year, shoe contract has expired, and if he screws this up, he's getting sent away. This team will move on without him.
That's true.
He is arguably the weak link. He can either be the greatest asset or the biggest liability.
Right.
Depending on which game we're talking about.
Nah, I hear that.
That's how I feel. Like, the only reason I can't root for him or even use the Bulls on 2K is because I'd have to use that for me. And I don't like his game. It's too inconsistent. Y'all talking about Lonzo Ball being consistent. Zach LaVine is a high-flying version of Lonzo Ball. They basically do the same stuff.
He don't pass the ball.
And that's my other problem. That leads to my other issue. Exactly. He's a ball.
He changed a little bit, though.
He had to.
With DeRozan out there.
He had no choice.
And DeRozan had, and he would say, y'all must have forgot.
Y'all must have forgot who I was. I went down to San Antonio where I get minimal media coverage. Because Pop don't do the media. I'm in a small market team.
Because he's quiet, don't you?
I was in Toronto taking LeBron 7 games, multiple seasons.
He was.
We was battling it out.
That's why he went got Chris Bosh. That's why LeBron stole Chris Bosh from him.
Yeah, that was cold. Yeah, that was cold. He had to do that. He said, me and Kyle Lowry was running them numbers up every
year. You want to go back here? You still want to go back.
Who the?
DeRozan.
I just see it.
Once his contract up, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back to Toronto.
You already said that?
No, I just see that.
I can see him ending his career back in Toronto if they got a space for him.
Hey, it makes space.
They're in a rebuild. They probably want him to get all his ring chasing that, you know, aspirations out of his system.
And he'll do like a farewell tour.
Because when he come back, I can guarantee you the Raptors are not gonna be in the conversation.
Oh yeah.
They'll make games interesting, they'll be entertaining to watch, but they're not gonna win any championships anytime soon.
Oh yeah.
The league gave them the one that they got with Kawhi. It wasn't in their plans for them to get one that year.
On a bounce back, on a shot they hit the rim 46 times.
That was Philly's year right there. They should have that time.
Oh, absolutely.
Most definitely. Yeah. Bucks are still Bucks, you know, running MVP, doing MVP things, 49 points.
You said they backed on it. They got it right back.
Everybody now. Healthy.
For the most part.
Giannis out here dropping 49 points with 3 for 4 from 3. Shot 4 threes, only missed 1. 9, I think he had.
Cut that in half to 2.
He was feeling himself.
I know he hit 3 or 4, but I didn't even take.
He was feeling himself that game. Let the MVP put up MVP.
It was on ESPN.
It was a nationally televised game. If you want to stretch his leg down, he can. Let him be great. I don't see nothing wrong here. Just don't do it every night. 9 rebounds, 3 assists. He shot 78% from the field. Okay? With 47 points in total. I have no complaints with that stat line. If the defense is gullible enough to let you shoot 3 and they know you've been practicing, well, take it. Whatever defense give you, take it. Take it. Can't get mad if the defense gave it to you. You didn't force it. They gave it to you. They didn't respect your jump shot. Make them respect it. That's how I feel.
Any updates on Jamal Murray? I ain't heard no updates. Mm-hmm. I don't think he is. He supposed to play this
year? I think it might be
All-Star.
Towards All-Star. Or,
Because Boston is out too, man.
If not All-Star playoffs.
Because he's still out too, man. Michael Porter.
That's more recent, man.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Porter's still out. No timetable according to first of all. David Aldridge is still with the Athletics. I didn't know that.
David Aldridge with the Athletics?
Yeah. Huh. According to him, he's out. It said that was but when the season started. It said no timetable.
Okay.
So I remember when he toured, it was it'll be a year or around, what was it, All-Star, right before All-Star break, right?
Mm.
So he probably won't be ready to the playoffs. Because he's not getting games. It's going to take the rest of the season when he do come back to get in game shape.
We talking about Utah yet?
We have not talked about Donovan Mitchell.
D-Wade 2.0. How far you see him going this year?
Like I told you, the only team that can beat the Lakers is Golden State and Utah.
In regards to coming out the West.
And out the West. The only two teams that can beat the Lakers, in my opinion.
Did I hear a report that there's a chance that Kawhi could make it back for the season's over?
He's supposed to be before the season over.
Okay, so what?
When he's supposed to be like the first of the year? Because it wasn't a fully torn ACL.
It was partially torn.
Right? Yeah. That's half the time he did it. When did he do it? At the end of last season, right?
Right.
Right before, was it before
the
playoffs?
It was in the playoffs.
Oh, right when the playoffs started.
Like second round.
Okay, that's what, okay, second round playoffs. That's what it was. We talking, what was that? June? End of May?
Mm.
End of May, June? We have 4 months now, 4 or 5 months now.
Wow.
It's November. July, August, September, October, November. That's 5 months. 6 months will be next month. He should be ready by All-Star break. I'm being nice if I say All-Star break. I'll see him first of the year.
Right.
But you speaking of people take time off. He need his time off. And they give it to him.
He going to low manage the whole season if he wants to.
And they going to come and mess the floor.
Melo, the Hornets are doing their thing. They beat the best team in the West and the East. They beat the Warriors and they also beat the Wizards. Thoughts on that?
What's their record? They got
500. I'll say 500.
They got a little bit above it.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah, the last report's about Kawhi, but he's ahead of schedule.
Uh-huh.
2 months ago. So if you're not back, any point this is Zion, what's his name? Is bad practicing.
Did he lose any weight?
I don't know. I ain't seen nothing about that. They say he's able to be one-on-one.
Hornets are 9-7, by the way.
Huh?
Hornets are 9-7.
So they were 7-7. They won the last two.
Yep.
That's what it was. That's the last time I looked at them when I saw they were.
They beat the Warriors and Wizards.
Yeah, they did. They came back on the Warriors.
I was looking.
Well, because you go, if you shut down Kurt. Steph in the fourth, which happened, this happened a lot.
Didn't even do a wide open.
The games they have lost is because you shut them down in the fourth.
Perfectly understandable.
So there's any team to miss here. Houston's doing terrible.
They're playing with heart, though.
They can't close out games.
No, that was what I said. They play with heart.
Clippers are
they about what I thought they would be.
Without Kawhi.
Game or two above.
Sacramento still Sacramento. Meanwhile, in football, every host picked the Patriots. Are we surprised here? Absolutely not.
Yeah, but you know what happens when they do that?
Matt Ryan gets pissed off in the five.
Well, anytime everybody picks one team, the other team wins. But I like the score though. Was that Laura? I like her score. I think the Falcons gonna keep it close. Matt Ryan like that goofy stuff like her cousin.
So like Captain Kirk.
No. No, not. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Wow,
he petty. Went in the 20. Throwback Thursday. That's funny.
That from the Super Bowl?
Yes.
He is so petty. He petty, petty. That's funny.
Well,
Pelicans are trash. Knicks, we already talked about them. I'm just saying, there ain't no point talking about teams that ain't doing
it. I know, right?
So Pelicans are out of the picture. You know, no disrespect to Willie Green. He got to rebuild his team. Before Brandon Ingram, because he's just.
Can y'all get my man's out of here? The manager. Don't ask for a trade. The manager.
To where?
Anybody. Everybody will let him.
Where'd you see him fit best at? I say Philly.
You know what? Take it on his old teammates. Knicks.
Old teammates.
Yeah. Randall.
Randall Lewis.
Well, that's what I mean. Just Randall, really.
I have to think.
I don't think I can wear it, so I think it's just Randall.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure.
So you bring about 20-25 points per game to New York?
He had to slack it up a little bit.
Closer to 30?
No, he has like his points like under a little bit. About 20. Yeah.
I am, but they're not doing the greatest. Portland.
They're coming back, man. They're looking back better.
Chicago had them until Dame went into desperation mode.
I was going to comment on
actually, no.
You tell me, I was going to comment.
Larry Nance Jr. That's who it was. I'm like, somebody's not getting their spotlight right now.
I was going to tag. When you tagged me in when he got blocked,
Larry,
I was going to say, it's still one.
That's why I didn't write back.
That's why I didn't write back.
No, so I was going to write back again until I seen the post that said Larry Nance Jr. came off the bench and brought them back by himself from a 20-point deficit. And I said, Larry? Nance Jr. can do that? He doing 20-point comebacks now? In the fourth?
He got something to prove, man.
And what is that?
Man, if the Clippers was a fluke. I mean, Cavaliers was a fluke.
Everybody that went to the Cavaliers was a fluke. D-Rose, D-Wade.
Them count. You just going to ignore that?
Roddy Hood.
You're going to ignore all that
happened. Jay Crowder.
That didn't happen either. I forgot. I'm glad you remember Jay Crowder.
Isaiah Thomas.
I forgot.
They were all there.
I forgot you, bro.
Yeah. He was there. That set.
Yeah. Clay? Yes.
I definitely know. Minute restrictions. He was there. Him, they all got traded together. It was Isaiah Thomas, D-Rose, Jay Crowder. All them dudes came to Cleveland.
Right.
And D-Wade.
He definitely didn't play.
And at the trade deadline, LeBron said, I'm going to do you solid. We'll see you back to Miami. We'll send you home. Because D-Wade was injured the whole time he was in Cleveland.
I know he had.
D-Rose only played a few games, and Isaiah Thomas had a bad hit. Jay Crowder was out of place. Mm-hmm. Ronnie Hood was pouting the whole time. That's all
he's still pouting.
In Portland.
He's not in Portland. Where he at? I don't know where Ronnie Hood is, not in Portland.
Oh, he in Phoenix, ain't he?
No. Yeah, he's somewhere. He's not in Portland.
Oh, you're right. He was in Portland. He was probably Rodney Hood.
He might be still with the Cavaliers. He got traded back there.
What?
Or is he still, or Phoenix, one of them?
Bucks.
Okay, that's what it was.
Bucks. I forgot about you.
I know he ain't counting that. Well, he might be counting because everybody got tired or got ring out there. But yeah.
That's what we're
going. Oh. We almost got to switch things. We almost got to switch all the way.
Yeah, ain't much else to cover, is
it? Not really.
Let's take a quick break, little marinade on that. Get back. We'll talk about some NFL. Ty Stein, Tiny Terms, GTE Check. Brought to you by GTE Sports Network. If you follow GTE Sports Network, GTE Check, back to Instagram. Subscribe to your channel, GTE Sports. Don't forget GTASports.com for all things more sports.
Thank you for tuning in to Heat Check with Ty Slatter and Antonio Turner. Follow GTA Sports Network on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, GTA Sports Network. You can follow GTA Heat Check on Twitter and Instagram.
and check out GTASportsNet.com for all things basketball.